Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for May 3rd, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up, Google announced today that Google Assistant now works with 5,000 different smart home devices across every major brand. That number might not mean much to you, but it has tripled in just the last 6 months. This coming from the company that was at one point noticeably behind Amazon and its Alexa Smart Assistant in third-party integrations. Google also announced today that it is bolstering Google Assistant on Wear OS watches with new smart suggestions, audio replies, and actions support. Next up, a new queue feature for better song playback, ordering, and management now appears to be live in YouTube Music for some users, along with a revamped player interface. Spotted by one user today, this redesign only applies to the player window and is not, or is only a very small part of, the rumored revamp tied to Google's broader music streaming strategy. At the moment, the homepage in the Android app and its primary functionality remains unchanged. Finally, we got the first word on when you'll actually be able to buy the LG G7 that was announced yesterday. A Verizon employee yesterday tweeted that the LG G7 would be available for pre-order starting on May 24th, while Sprint says you'll be able to buy the phone on May 25th. AT&T, on the other hand, won't be selling the phone at all, and very well may be selling its own exclusive LG device instead. That device, the LG V35, leaked today. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google App Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.